Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior, my Lord, and I just wanted to pick up on two things. The first one is verses 5 and 6, and says, "You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the father on the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments." I think before I knew Jesus, I would really pick up on these types of verses where I would even say to people, "Oh, the God of the Old Testament is so mean, and that's why I hate the Old Testament and X, Y, Z." And that was because I did not know God, period. And it was significant to me even in the book of John today. And John, even in the book of John, Jesus speaking says that, you know, essentially what he said, if you don't know the Old Testament and you can't follow the Old Testament, you don't know me, you don't know my laws, you can't understand who I am. That was at the end of John this morning in my reading. So knowing the Old Testament is very important in understanding God, period. There's only one God. There's not a God of the Old Testament in the New Testament. And what I have found as I have gone through the Word year after year after year is that God's love is amazing. It's amazing. And I may not always understand it, just like a child does not understand a parent's reprimand or a parent's commands or, you know, things that they are doing because they love the child. And they will not let the child run crazy and hang themselves. And God says to people that I am a God who loves you greatly. You know, embrace my love. But if you hate me, then you will hurt. And the hurt will not just be for you, but it has repercussions from generations of people who hate me. So when we talk about the generational sins, you know, we can cut a lot of that by learning about the Lord and to love Him, because we grow in our love as we're in the Word of God. And so I don't have to worry about quote-unquote generational sins because I don't hate God. I love Him because He first loved me, and I learned of that love as I stay in the Word. And the beautiful part of that second part is that because I love Him, He's going to show steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandment. His love is amazingly, it just multiplies for me. And I feel it and I know it because I have felt it both ways. I did hate Him at time. I don't hate Him today. And then the other thing I just want to pick up is 18 through 21, when God showed His, you know, He showed His power by smoke and, you know, the things that seem frightening to people. And when God sees the people He loves moving toward destruction, you know, He can break forth at a fury. Just like when you see those of you who have children and when they were young and they were in dangerous places, I mean, you could get quite loud to keep them from that danger. But His wrath is a warning to turn those He loves back to Him. And those who know Him intimately will be grateful for the wake-up call. But those who have only been infatuated with God, they're going to be filled with terror, just like these people were. And some of them actually are going to turn away with hate. And so God is calling all mankind to an intimate relationship with Him. This is what Jesus is all about. Jesus is so that we can have that intimate, loving relationship with the Lord. Jesus is God, God in the flesh, so that we don't have any ambiguity about Him. And as we stay in His Word, oh my word, does our faith grow. So my encouragement to the end of this, you know, we're hearing beautiful commentaries tonight. But please ask the Lord to help you to have that willingness every day to immerse in His Word with your heart.